Just while we're waiting for a couple of other people, you can have a quick English lesson. Okay, so we have the word here, quorum, Q-U-O-R-U-M.
Oh, 法定人数.
Okay, it usually refers to the minimum number of people required, for example, for a meeting or for a vote to take place.
这个字呢，意思就是说，对于一个会议，比如说要选举啊，要投票，要用这样的一个至少要有的人数，我们称之为法定人数。
People sometimes ask, "What's the minimum number of people you should have for a Bible class?"
有人会问说，到底最少要多少人才可以开始一个圣经课程？
Well, if it's just one person teaching and then one other student learning, that becomes counseling. So that's not a Bible class.
如果我们只有一个人教，然后一个人听，那这样的话不能称之为一个圣经课程，应该把它称之为一个个人咨询课程。
And the Bible is actually against counseling. I know some people set themselves up in ministry as like Christian counseling, but that's not a biblical concept.
有些人认为哈，这个圣经课其实也就是一种咨询性的一个教导，但其实这不是我们对于一个圣经教义课程的一个定义。
The Bible does say, however, that the Holy Spirit is our Parakletos, which they sometimes translate as counselor. So the Holy Spirit is really like our personal counselor.
虽然说圣灵它的确被翻译成常常是我们的个人的这个指导师。
So through the Bible studies, you can work out what the solutions are for your problems. That's what a counselor does. He gives you solutions to your problems.
对于我们的圣经课的确呢能够教导我们如何来解决我们的问题，所以对个人而言的确是有这种个人咨询的效果。
And a Christian should never really be trying to counsel somebody else because you don't know all the background behind that person's problems and you certainly don't know all the answers.
就是对于任何一个基督徒来讲，我们都不能够用一个教导的方式，或者应该说不能用一个个人咨询的方式去教导别人，因为我们实在并不会完全理解另外一个人他问题的背景。
I've even heard in the past of people that have done Christian counseling for marriages, so it's like Christian marriage counseling.
像比如说有些人他们会做这个所谓基督徒的婚姻咨询的工作。
And the wife will go in and speak to the counselor, who's sometimes the pastor of the church, for example, and she'll tell all the problems that she's having with the husband and how the husband is just no damn good.
像比如说有一个太太，她会跑去教会寻求这个婚姻的咨询指导，然后呢，大部分这个咨询者，被咨询的人都是可能是牧师，然后呢，这个太太呢就会讲了一堆她的婚姻的问题，那大部分都是在讲她先生有什么样的问题，什么样的状况。
And then the husband goes in and tells about all the problems he's having with the wife and how she's no good either.
然后呢，那个先生呢也可能去教会去跟牧师讲他太太的所有的问题，所以讲起来就是先生都在讲太太的坏话，然后太太都在讲先生的坏话。
Or maybe the husband doesn't want to go. He says, I'm not doing this kind of a counseling. So the pastor's only hearing one side of the story then.
但是也有可能呢，太太去找了牧师，可是先生不愿意去跟这个牧师做这个咨询辅导，所以变成牧师只听到了太太一方之词。
You know, the whole situation was a mess, and the pastor cannot give advice because he doesn't have all the facts.
那结果呢？这个状况就会搞得一团糟。为什么呢？因为牧师他其实只听到了太太这一面之词，他不能够知道全部的状况。
The only way a husband and wife can solve their problems in marriage is the way that we always solve our problems, and that's based on the Word of God.
而夫妻两个人要如何解决他们婚姻中的问题，就像我们任何一个人的任何一个问题一样，都必须经由神的话语。
And based on guidance from the Holy Spirit, who will remind us of the doctrine we need to know when the situation arises.
同时呢，要基于由圣灵来对我们的一个指导，因为在我们脑中所有的上帝的话语，圣灵会提示我们应该在什么时候要想到什么样的那个神的话语，可以让我们解决这样的问题。
You know, really what the husband or the wife are doing, they're trying to have like a private Bible class with the pastor relating to their specific problems. And that's not how the Bible or not how the church has been designed to operate.
而这夫妻俩呢，去找牧师，希望给一个类似于私人的这种圣经教义课程，但这并不是我们圣经教义课程举办的方式。
But regarding the number of people required, even if you just have a small number of people, it needs to be 3 or 4 interested people hearing the message, then that's enough for a Bible class.
那对于一个圣经课程呢，如果有三四位好，对于这个圣经的教义已经有兴趣的人的话，我们开就像开这样的课没问题。
Okay, and at the moment, yeah, we have a few people here and there's a few people online, so I think that's a quorum, really. We have enough.
好，那我们现在呢，显然就是现场有好几位，然后呢，在网络上也有好几位，所以这已经可以算是抵达我们的法定人数，所以我们现在可以开始上课了。
Okay, but if there's only like 2 people in the whole class, then we'll probably think, well, let's just try again at some other time.
Hi, hello. We have 2 more now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so like we do with every Bible class, we will name our sins to God the Father according to 1 John 1:9.
我们就像每一堂课一样，好，我们现在开始要对神认罪，根据约翰一书第一章第九节。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us to study your word.
感谢神给我们时间来学习你的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit operates as our counselor or our mentor as we focus on the message.
也感谢圣灵作为我们的心灵导师，让我们能够专注地学习神的话语。
We know that you provided a solution for all our problems that we could ever have.
也感谢神提供我们所有可以所有的问题该有的解答。
You know all the situations that are going to occur on a day by day basis, and you've prepared the information that we need to solve those problems.
而神你也知道我们每一天每一天会有的问题，而且都提供了我们解决问题的方法。
And so we pray, therefore, that as we focus on the message, that this information will be stored into our soul.
我们也感谢神要能让我们专注于那些你希望我们留在我们魂里的这些讯息。
In order that we can obtain the blessing, that we can have the blessings that you've prepared for us.
而让我们能够享受你给我们的祝福。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, God has prepared blessings for you above all that you can ever imagine.
神给我们的祝福常常是超过我们可以想象的。
And if you're feeling like God is not blessing you in some way, it's not because He's not trying.
如果你没有感受到神对你的祝福，这并不代表神没有企图要想办法祝福你。
And what we do in our Bible class is actually as we're building a greater capacity to receive the blessings that God wants for us.
而我们的圣经教义的课程就是要让我们能够更有办法接收到神给我们的祝福。
And God loves us very much and He wants to bless us and He can bless us, but what is preventing those blessings is our own attitude.
而神是那么的爱我们，所以他一直想尽办法要祝福我们，但是到底是什么阻止了这些祝福临到我们身上呢？那大部分都是因为我们的态度。
King David said, "My cup runneth over," and he was a great believer when he said this. Yeah, he had this cup, and it was an analogy, a parable. He had a big cup, but even still, his cup could not contain all the blessings that God wanted to give him.
像大卫王他就说，他的杯虽然很大，但都没有办法完全承载神给他的祝福，因为完全他的祝福都已经满溢出来了。
Yeah, imagine you're at a party, and then the host says, "Well, raise up your glass," and then the servants are coming around with the best wine in the world, and he's going to fill up your glass.
好像说你参加一个晚宴，然后呢，你举起了杯，然后那个服侍的人呢，就拿出世界上最好的红酒要往里面倒。
And some people can only lift up this very tiny glass, and you know, that's all they're going to get to drink. But other people have a bigger glass, and then that's what they can drink.
然后呢你呢有些人呢举起来那个酒杯就非常非常的小，但有些人举起的酒杯就非常的大，就大大小小每个人都举起他的酒杯。
One of God's characteristics is that he's omnipotent, which means he has ultimate power. He has, we say, infinite power to do whatever he wants.
而神呢是有无限的能力，他可以做所有他想做的事。
So that's like saying that that bottle of wine with the wine in it, that's endless. It's an endless blessing.
而神的那瓶酒就像是他的无限能力一样，他是可以给无限的祝福。
So again, if you can only take in so many blessings, or you're wondering why isn't God blessing me, you don't blame God. You have to look at yourself and say, why is God not blessing me?
所以如果你拿出的杯子太小，然后或者是你根本没有杯子，你说神怎么不祝福我呢？这绝对不是神不祝福你，而是你有没有办法承接神的祝福。
One of the ways that we increase our capacity for blessings is by being on the right side of history.
而我们要怎么样能够增加我们的那个杯的容量，让我们有更大的能的容器来承接神的祝福呢？就是我们必须要站在历史对的一边。
And this is a topic we started last Tuesday. We should be able to finish it today.
这是我们礼拜二开始讲的主题，就是站在历史对的那一边。那我们今天会把它讲完。
It's sort of a subtopic to the subject of evil that we've been looking at.
这又是我们之前在谈的这个邪恶下的一个子题。
Because if you don't know evil or you can't discern good from evil, you're going to be on the wrong side of history.
如果你没有办法分辨什么是邪恶，那你很容易就会站在错的历史错的那一边。
Okay, and you still have to consider that the subject of evil is just one part or one barrier for us to receive blessings in God's plan.
而这个邪恶呢，正是我们其中一个阻止我们承受神的恩典、神的祝福的一个障碍。
Remember, there's three main sort of barriers or three main obstacles for you to glorify God.
你记得吗？一共有三个障碍是让我们阻止我们去荣耀神。
And the first is your own sin nature.
第一个是我们个人的罪性。
I haven't really been teaching much about that lately. It's still a very important subject. So you still need to be reading up on books that teach about controlling your sin nature.
我们最近是没有特别在谈这个如何控制我们的罪性，但是我们有空的时候自己应该去读那本有关如何控制罪性的书。
For example, we have the book Rebound.
比如说我们有一本书是讲反弹。
We have another book in the ministry called The Sin Nature versus the Holy Spirit.
那另外我有一本书是罪性与圣灵之间的对抗。
And there's quite a few other books actually. If you look on the website of ChinaGraceMission.com website, you'll see that there's a lot of books actually relating to the sin nature and controlling your sin nature.
就是上校牧师他有好多本书啊，你会发现都跟这个如何控制我们的罪性是有关系的。
And I have to mention that because again, I haven't really been teaching about this, the topic of sin and the sin nature much lately, but it's certainly a topic you don't want to ignore.
因为最近我们没有在谈罪与罪性这个主题，但是这绝对是一个非常重要，不能被忽略的主题。
The other barrier that you have to advance spiritually and to be a good witness in God's plan is your emotions.
第二个会让我们远离神的呢，是我们的情绪。
It's making decisions based on emotion instead of truth.
如果我们下决定是依着我们的情绪而不是因着真理的话，这就会让阻止我们去荣耀神。
Okay, and the third barrier to your spiritual advance or to glorifying God is the cosmic system.
第三个会阻止我们去荣耀神的呢，就是整个属世系统。
Okay, so these are actually three quite different concepts, but if you fail in any one of those areas, you cannot reach spiritual maturity.
这三个都是非常非常重要的主题，那我们可能在任何一个项目中就摔倒跌倒了。那只要我们没有通过这些事情，我们的整个灵性属灵的成熟度就没有办法增长。
Yeah. And while they are separate, they still do overlap in places. For example, within Satan's cosmic system, he will deceive people into saying, well, it's okay to follow your emotions, for example.
而这三者之间就是互相有关联性的，因为比如说像属世系统里面，撒旦他就会用一种属世的观念来告诉你说，哎，其实没有关系啊，你可以跟随你的情绪来做一些事，做一些决定。
For example, he will promote churches which encourage emotionalism, and a lot of churches do. They prefer to worship God through a lot of emotional activity rather than through what the Bible is saying.
而在属世系统中的撒旦，他也一再的去这个宣扬比较有情感型的这些教会。那因为呢，在那些教会里面，他们就诉诸于情感情绪。然后让我们比较忽略了理性的学习。
Or, for example, we see, and we'll have a look at the subject today, how homosexuality, that comes out of the sin nature, where Satan promotes people to, you know, follow your heart or follow your desires. And so he will encourage that kind of thing and even turn it into a legal situation, meaning that governments have to make it a policy to accept gay marriage, for example.
然后对于这个罪性的这个宣导呢，撒旦在做的事情就是他让比如举个例子，就是那些同性恋者，好，他们一直去宣导说啊，你要注重你的感觉，你要你的欲望，然后呢甚至就是来同意或者是认同同性恋，那甚至让这种同性恋变成是一个法定也认同的一个状况。
Okay, so again, you have these three barriers. It's the sin nature, the emotions, and the cosmic system. But they are separate, but they do overlap.
所以这三件事情呢，从罪性到情绪到属世系统，三者都是阻止我们灵性成长的一些阻碍。但同时，他们虽然分开，却又互相有关。
Yeah. One thing I should also mention, and most of you have heard this already, the emotions aren't necessarily sinful. There's nothing wrong with emotions if they're used properly.
而中间呢，讲到了这个情绪，我们也要提醒，就是说情绪不是都是坏的，它也是有它好的地方，但是必须要非常正确的使用。
Emotions have been designed by God to act as an appreciator. So you can appreciate truth, really. If you're doing something in God's plan, you can have an emotional reaction when you receive the blessings from that.
而这个情绪呢，也是神所设计让我们人可以有的一个东西。那这个情绪其实最重要的是，当它用的对的时候，它是让我们能够欣赏、能够感激神所给我们的祝福。
For example, you could be watching a movie on TV and at the end, maybe a soap opera or something, and the leading actress and the actor, I guess, what do you call them, the stars, and finally they get married and they're having this beautiful wedding and everybody's crying and it's very happy and maybe you have an emotional reaction to that.
比如说我们在看一部电影，到了这个电影的最后呢，也许这个女主角她就终于如愿的嫁给了她心上人。那在这样的一个非常有情感的一个结尾，你说不定在看的时候，你非常有一些情绪上的激动或感动。
That's a legitimate emotional reaction. We like to see people getting married and living happily ever after.
这就是我们一般来讲，我们都会有的一些非常正面的反应，就是看到人家终于结婚了，然后会有一个幸福的未来。
But if you're watching a movie where they have these two guys getting married.Which happens sometimes, I guess, yeah, and like you've got this gay movie, and then you're having you're saying, oh, that's so beautiful, then something is mixed up in your mind. You should not be having an emotional reaction or a happy emotional reaction to that.
You don't watch those movies.
You shouldn't even be watching it, but I'm just saying, if you do and you appreciate that kind of thing, and you're having a good emotional experience, you need to get back to Bible class.
那听说如果你是看到一个同性恋的婚礼的话呢，你如果也还感觉很感动的话，那就代表你的情绪有一些被误用了，那应该赶快回来上圣经教义的课。
Okay, so it's just some examples of how the emotions can operate in a good way, but also that they need to work in conjunction with truth, with divine establishment, for example.
好，所以我们在这个刚刚讲的这些都是一些例子，就是情绪可以用在对的地方，好的地方。但是呢，我们要记得，所有的情绪它必须一定要与真理相联合。